Good morning.
Good
morning. It is good to see you in the place of worship. You are at the right time, in the right place with
right people.
Amen. Amen. Happy Father's Day. So we have many fathers here. Happy Father's Day. It's going to be a great day. And we really appreciate all your work, love, and care. We have a few announcements. Please find your bulletins, some meeting schedules, and some announcements, and I'm going to mention a couple of them. Our youth group will go to Joy Camp this afternoon. It is a seven-day camp from this afternoon until Saturday morning. Quite a long time, so we need to pray for them. So then kids may feel God and feel the loving community during the camp. We have 9 kids, and Nancy and I will go. So 11 of us will join the camp. Please remember that. And next week, we are Methodist. We love to eat and sing, so we will eat. Next week, after the 10 a.m. service, we will have Hot Dog Sunday outside. So if you want to bring your lawn chair, that's going to be help. So please remember that. And that will be the sign, okay, we are almost done with the pandemic. Let's gather. Come back to the community. That's the sign. And loose coin for this month will go to Reynold Woods Camp, where our kids go to Joy Camp. So please remember that as well. In your bulletin, you may find Midwest Mission Distribution Center. Every year, whenever we have annual conference, we collect supplies to help people. So this year you may find which one we are collecting, and you can do that. And you don't have to go far, travel, or drive to bring that supplies, because our church is a collecting site. You can simply bring it to the office. So please read it and check it. So I think it's all I have. This morning, our liturgist is Amy. She will lead us in our worship. Let's gather our mind and worship God together.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Will you all please rise and join in our opening prayer? God, you are gracious and righteous. You are full of compassion. Speak to us and enlighten us with your grace. Let us walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Please remain standing for the opening hymn. This is my Father's world.
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the sphere. This is my Father's world, I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas, his and the wonders. This is my Father's word, Lord, let me never cease.
The morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker's praise.
This is my Father's word, he shines in all that's fair.
In the rustling grass I hear him pass, he speaks to me every.
Amen. Please be seated. It is time for us to share our joys and concerns. During the week, we have a few people who have birthday. Oh, Amy, it's tomorrow. Tomorrow is her birthday. Happy birthday. Yes. And Myla Wendelkin, Tuesday and Wednesday. Oh, Andy, happy birthday. Yes. And Mark. He's over there.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. And Saturday, Mike Drew's birthday. Happy birthday. And we have one couple during the week who have wedding anniversary. Dave and Linda, are you on online? Happy anniversary. We have a few joys and concerns. During the week, we had children's art class. It was very nice. And I'm a terrible artist. Worst. But who could believe I made it? Oh, yeah, I made it. One for my life. So with the teacher's guidelines. So yeah, it was very nice. And kids enjoyed that one. And we will have one more time, actually two more times during the summer. And it was, I was so happy to see our kids gathering and having fun together. And yesterday, men's group, we did Father's Day project at Habitat. It was very nice. Happy to see they're smiling and working really hard. And that was my joy. And if you want to share your joys and concerns, you can send me an email, or you can speak to me, or in the fellowship hall, you can find this yellow or green sheet. You can write it down, give it to our head usher or to me, and I can share with our congregation. During the week, two of our church members had surgery. Renee Duncan, she had a surgery, went good. And Calvin Jacobs, yeah, he had a surgery, and I went to see him, and he was still, I feel still dizzy and fog in my mind. But that was from the surgery, and I heard the surgery went well. So please remember two of them in your prayers. And also, we have been praying for many people, so please remember them, each one of them, in your prayers. And I want to mention two more. The one is about the fire in Rockton, Illinois. The fire on chemical plant. Oh boy, that was huge. Please remember the people in and near Rockton, Illinois. And because of the fire, about 500 people, they lost their job. So please remember them in your prayers. And 2 days ago, there was a heavy rain and storm in the central Illinois. I heard about 10,000 houses, they lost their power. So please remember them in your prayers. That's why we are collecting supplies for the Midwest Distribution Center. All the donation will go directly to the people who are in need. Okay. And of course, please remember our kids at Joy Camp in your prayers. And let's turn to God and pray together. Gracious God, you are the creator. So many times you have been called the Father. In your wisdom and love, you made this world and all things in it. In this Father's Day, God, we praise you and we give you thanks for all you have done in our lives. And also we remember the people, all the fathers in your creation. God bless all the fathers who have taken upon themselves the responsibility of a parenting. Especially we remember the fathers who lost their spouse and who are parenting their children alone. God, remember them. Give them strength by your love, that they may continue to be the person of your love, a loving and caring person that they are meant to be. And we also remember many people who unless fortune, who don't have a good relationship with their father and lost their father recently, and who want to be a father but who couldn't be. Remember them, God. With your love, we celebrate today and we share our love together. God, we also pray for those, many people, your beloved children in need, especially the people who are sick and ill, and the people who had surgeries. Remember Renee and Carol. And there are many people whom we have been praying for. God, remember each one of them. Touch their body, touch their organ, and strengthen their immune system. God, we believe you are the God of life, healing, and restoration. God, let them know you are with them and feel your touch. And we also pray for those who are suffering in many different ways. We may not know exactly what they need and what they are going through, but you know, God. You know their condition and their needs. Give them comfort and strength. And also give us courage and wisdom to help them in a way they need. And we become the hands and voices of yours. And we need you every day. Every day we need you, God. Be with us and help us be with you. With all our hearts and mind, we pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please be seated. So we are singing together, we are climbing Jacob's ladder, verses 1 and 5.
Today are from Genesis chapter 27, various verses. When Isaac was old, and I think that I have. When Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called his elder son Esau and said to him, "My son." And he answered, "Here I am." He said, "See, I am old. I do not know the day of my death. Then prepare for me savory food, such as I like, and bring it to me to eat, so that I may bless you before I die." Now Rebekah was listening when Isaac spoke to his son Esau. So when Esau went to the field to hunt for game and bring it, Rebekah said to her son Jacob, I heard your father say to your brother Esau, Now therefore, my son, obey my word as I command you. Go to the flock and get me 2 choice kids so that I may prepare for them savory food for your father, such as he likes. And you shall take it to your father to eat, so that he may bless you before he dies. But Jacob said to his mother Rebekah, Look, my brother Esau is a hairy man, and I am a man of smooth skin. Perhaps my father will feel me, and I shall seem to be mocking him, and bring a curse on myself and not a blessing. His mother said to him, Let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my word and go get them for me. Then Jacob woke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
So these days, we are having a sermon series on Jacob. So last week, we had his love story. Actually, his love story has to follow his father's story, but we changed it because it is the Father's Day. So today, we will talk about Jacob and his father. And now, we have a complicated and a broken family. Oh boy. Maybe the family needs a few or a dozen of counselor or therapist, a full-time position for the rest of their life. They have so much trouble. So let's see what's happening to the family. So I told you, in the Bible, the last blessing, the deathbed blessing, has real power. When a father is dying, he places his hands on his children, especially the first one, and pronounces his blessings. So one day Isaac thinks he's near death. So he calls his first son, Hello. Sometimes it's not working, so I need to move and fix it. Yes. So one day he thinks, Oh, my time is almost done. Son, Esau, come. Why don't you go hunting and prepare a nice meal, fantastic meal. You know what I like. So go and make a meal for me, and I'm going to say my blessing upon you. So Esau walks out. Just imagine that he might be thinking, Great. Great, you know what? My brother, the deceiver, he deceived me out of my birthright, and he took my blessing, but he's not going to get it. So he delightfully goes out hunting, and you can imagine this. This will be about 8 or 10 hour deal of hunting, coming home, cleaning the animals, and preparing our meals. So if it is in the morning, he's preparing for his father's dinner. Now Rebecca is standing near the tent, and she hears everything Isaac says to Esau. And she calls Jacob, Son, come here. Please come. Your father is about to pronounce his last blessing. And we are not going to let that happen. No. No. And she continues to say, Son, you go out and get a nice goat and sheep from our flock, and I'm going to prepare them a very nice meal. I know what your father likes it, so I'm going to make it for you. And you go and pretend to be Esau. So you are going to ask for his blessing. Maybe Jacob said, Mom, it's my dad. Daddy will know I'm Jacob, not Esau. Honey, he's nearly blind. Come on. He doesn't know that. Please. Mom, but he's going to feel me. Because Esau was hairy. Yeah, you remember that, right? Esau, the name means hairy. So, but Jacob was not. Mom, come on, he's gonna know I'm not Esau, and he's going to smell me. But I don't smell, you know? I wear Calvin Klein with nice perfume. I look good. No lamb or goat smell like Esau. He's gonna know I'm not Esau. Come on, I will take care of him. I've got that figured out. So I took one of Esau's clothes, so you have it, and here is a special pair of gloves. All the hairy one. You put them on, and your daddy will feel and smell, and he will know it's Esau. Can you picture that? Then what kind of mother is she? And what kind of family is that? Anyway, here is what's happening. In Genesis 27, verse 18. So Jacob went to his father and said, Dad, here I am. Oh, who are you, my son? First one or second one? Jacob replied, I am Esau, your first one. I've done what you asked me. Sit up, eat, and bless me. Can you picture that? His father is dying, but he didn't even ask, Daddy, how are you feeling today? Are you okay? Is there anything that I can do for you? He didn't say that. But he said, Daddy, hurry up, sit up, and have the meal, and bless me. Then Isaac said, how is that you hunt so quickly in a few hours? Then Jacob said, the Lord, your God, blessed me, granted me success. So let me read it again. The Lord, your God, granted me success. Jacob keeps deceiving his father. And his father checks hairy hand and smell. And then he pronounces the blessing. God will guide your step and your brother, and his descendants will serve yours. This blessing was fulfilled. And 100 years later, when the Israel people heard this story, they understood, that's why we have a better piece of the land, and the Edomite, Esau's descendants, they had a poor, bad piece of the land, and they serve us. They got to the point. So let me tell you again how important your prayers and blessings are. Not just blessing at your last moment, but also every day, every word to your children and the people around you. It will shape who they are and who they will be. So I have seen many young adults, especially young adults, struggling with their identity because of their relationship with their father. Parents, but particularly with their father. So every day, please remember that your loving, caring, and encouraging word changes your children's life, changes their future and their identity. And one of the honor and privilege that I have as a pastor, it is to be invited and involved in many of the precious moments of your life, such as baptism, wedding, and funerals. I have officiated a few dozen, almost 100 of funerals, and one of them, especially I remember the one of them that touched my heart. So we usually call the funeral the celebration of life, especially when the person lived a long and happy life, we call that happy, happy, happy. So blessing. But the funeral was very special. So I could see many, many smile. Okay, I get that. But none of them was crying. Then I was scratching my head, interesting. And the family, they chose one particular scripture verse for the funeral. The scripture verse they chose, it was, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Huh. So what kind of family chooses that scripture for the funeral? Right? And here is the why. The person who went home in heaven, he had 3 children, and he has told his children every morning, "Son, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Can you picture that? So every day, the first word that his children heard during their whole childhood, that was always, "My beloved son, my beloved daughter, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." It's a beautiful word. A beautiful word of God and loving message for his children. And this blessing from their father opened their morning every day, and it has shaped and molded their identity, faith, and future. I don't think that I have to say more about the family, how beautiful it was. So if you have your children around, why don't you try that? To your grandchildren, how about people around you? And if you don't have a good relationship with your children, that happens. Every year, I learned there were so many people who do not have a good relationship with their father and their son and daughter. It's really painful. If you don't have a good relationship with your biological father who pours out blessings in your life, I hope you to remember Jacob. What kind of family is that? Jacob. And I hope to remember our God, the Heavenly Father. None of us is perfect. Of course, your parents cannot be perfect, but we have God. We have God. God looks at you, and God formed you in your mother's womb, and God says, "My beloved child." To every one of us, "I'm pleased with you. I love you. And I see the plans for you." And here is one question that I have from this story. With the blessing, do you understand? Do we understand the power of our blessings? And to whom? Whom are we blessing? To whom are we pouring our blessings, prayers, and support? It may be your children. And if you don't have your children who are around you, you still have a chance to talk and bless many children around, in the church, in your neighborhood, and many people around us. You still have a chance to say them, "God loves you so much, and God has plans in your life. And you can do so many things, and this is what I see in you, God, God's love. And God will lead you, and I will pray for you." And you bless them, and your blessing shapes their future. And God is going to do, I believe, God is going to do something remarkable, something incredible, more than we can possibly imagine. Your blessing matters. So we move on. Jacob now got what he wants. He stole the blessings, and he manipulated for his birthright. Then how did that happen? How did that turn out to him? So Isa comes back. He cooks what he hunted, prepares a meal. He's so excited. And he found that his brother, again, he deceived his father, which was supposed, and he got something that was supposed to be his. The result? The Isa, now he hates his brother. And he said, okay, father is going to die soon, and then I'm going to wait for him. Okay, Jacob, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. It's done. When we live our lives for only ourselves and treat other people less and take advantage of them, we see from the Bible, eventually it catches up to us. Jacob is pursuing all the blessings and birthright, but it caused the broken family and his own brother's hatred. What about Rebecca? She sent Jacob, the beloved one, to her brother. Maybe she might have thought, maybe in a year or two, I'm going to have him back. But we know Jacob would not be able to come back at least 20 years. That means she never had a chance to see her beloved child. That is so sad. Now Jacob flees from his home and he left behind everything. All of a sudden, it doesn't matter anymore. And he has no home. And you remember, this is the one who loves fancy stuff, nice suit up, staying in a fancy house. Now he is wandering in the wilderness, going to find his relatives for his life. And he is heading in that direction. How do you think he thought? What did I do? What was I thinking? I lost everything. This guy who loves fancy stuff and comfortable life is now sleeping in the wilderness, and a stone is his pillow, and the rocky ground is his bed. He's now hungry with all the fear, anxiety, and depression. And then we have the famous story of a dream. In his dream, there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reaching heaven, and the angel of God was ascending and descending on it. And God spoke to Jacob, I am the Lord. You know I am with you. In a time, Jacob felt so lonely, frustrated, and depressed. He didn't know what to do. He hears God. Know that I am with you. I'm going to keep you wherever you go, and I'm going to bring you back. And at the moment, Jacob wakes up from his sleep and realized, God is there. I met God, the God of the universe. In his dream, he has seen God, and that place, ordinary place, becomes the holy ground. And he commits his life to God. And this is the fundamental turning point of his life. And this conversion, this story has to be ours. For the first time in his life, he believes in God. You remember when he gave a meal to his father, Isaac asked, how did you get it so quickly? And he said, your God, the Lord, your God, gave me a blessing. God was the figment of his father's imagination until this moment. But finally, he get to understand. In the dark moment, God has come to him and said, listen, I want to be your God. Not your fathers, not your grandfathers. I want to be your God, and you are mine. I love you. I care about you. I have plans for you. And this is the moment Jacob says to God, yes. Yes. Finally, Jacob, this trickster, deceiver, this selfish guy, says to God, yes. And he knows God has never left him, but cares about him. It should be our story. It should be our story. God knows where we are, what we are, what we have done, and what we are doing. But still, God loves you and me and cares about us and waiting for us to come close to God with the Father's love. Amen. We have the bread. Which represent the body of Jesus Christ. This morning, Nancy and I talk about, oh, the bread is getting smaller and smaller. But I said, oh, it tastes better and better. It means the same. As a community, as we share the bread and juice, we share life and promise of Jesus Christ as a community. So now let's pray together. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered in this place and who joined online worship. God, bless each one of us and bless this precious bread and wine and make them the body and blood of Jesus Christ, so that as we take the bread, as we drink the juice, we may be the body of Jesus Christ, redeemed by his blood. Every second, God, we know you are with us. Help us to see you and live our lives by your will. Amen. Please peel the first layer. As a community, let's take the bread, the body of Jesus Christ. Peel the second layer. Let's drink the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm so happy to see you. And June has been really busy with many programs, and we are going to have one more. I mean, Joy Camp and Hot Dog Sunday, and trying to have all the people back and revitalize our ministry. And we are trying to find God every day. I'm so grateful for that. I'm grateful for you and the church and all God has done in our lives. This moment, with our gratitude for all God has done in our lives, let us present ourselves, our mind, our talent, and our resource back to God. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below.
Let's join together in the prayer of dedication. Lord, who gives us everything we have, we return with joy a portion of our bounty, giving to the work of your church and your world what is already yours, ourselves, our lives, and our means. May good come from these gifts.
Amen.
And compassion. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Oh, I love this hymn, Hymn of Promise, when we sing verse 1 and 3.
In the barn there is a flower, in the same an apple tree, in cocoons a hidden promise, butterflies will soon be free. In the cold and snow of winter, there's a spring that waits to be unrevealed. Until its season, something God alone can see. In our end is our beginning, in our time, infinity. In our doubt, there is believing, in our life, eternity. In our death, our resurrection, at the last, a victory, unrevealed until it seems something God alone can see.
Amen. Oh, before we have the benediction, Dylan, would you please speak about the candy?
Yes, so today is Father's Day, so before, as you're walking out, there will be a bowl of various treats that you can take if you are a father, if you would like to be a father, if you would like to be the father and maybe you're having issues, any sort of fatherly figure, please feel free to take. I'll be standing out there with a bowl of popcorn, candy bars, or Slim Jims, so please feel free to take one as you're walking out. Happy Father's Day.
And anyone who likes some sweet, I took mine, so you can have yours. Please join me in an attitude of prayers and receive the benediction. As we go into the world, let us go boldly in God, the Creator, the Father, to proclaim the good news, the unconditional love of Jesus Christ. So now go forth in the power of the Holy Spirit, filled with faith and hope. May God be present every single second, guiding you, strengthening you, and empowering you today, tomorrow, and more. Amen.
Shalom to you now, shalom, my friends. May God's full mercy bless you, my friends, in all your living and through your loving. Christ be our shalom, Christ be our shalom.